Researchers from the University of Queensland and the University of New South Wales have discovered a new source of hope for some of the many women struggling to conceive. Loss of egg quality through aging is one of the biggest causes of infertility in women in developed countries, and is becoming an increasing issue as more and more women choose to start families later in life. However, the study found when older female mice were given the non-invasive treatment, they were able to restore egg quality and in turn female reproductive function. Zoe Roach reports.
1 in 6 Australian couples of reproductive age are affected by infertility, defined as the inability to conceive a pregnancy after 12 months of unprotected sexual intercourse. The most important factor influencing a woman's chance of conceiving is her age, with research showing the chances of conceiving naturally when you're 19 to 25 fall by half by the time you're 30 to 35. However, a recent study offers hope of alleviating this barrier, as researchers were able to lift fertility rates in older female mice by increasing egg quality through a non-invasive treatment. Professor at the University of Queensland Faculty of Medicine and researcher in the study, Hayden Homer, said they were able to reverse infertility in older mice by restoring their NAD levels.
So we've known for some time that a small molecule called NAD, which stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, is linked to aging in the rest of the body. And as NAD goes down, lots of diseases of aging come about. And what's been shown before in mice, and there is some evidence in humans as well, is that if you restore NAD levels, you can increase longevity, health span, and reduce chronic diseases of aging. So this same pathway we found decreases in eggs as eggs get older. And associated with that decline are all the effects of poor quality. And, you know, what the dramatic finding was is that if we give to mice a chemical that's a precursor to NAD, we can raise NAD levels in eggs from old mice and restore many readouts of egg quality, like chromosome segregation, embryo quality, and ultimately we can convert old infertile mice into fertile mice that have an egg quality that's equivalent to much younger mice.
Co-author of the study, Dr. Lindsay Wu, says as a woman is born with all her eggs already inside her ovaries, age is a considerable factor for infertility for two main reasons.
In humans, women are born with all the egg cells that they'll ever have. These are called oocytes, and they sit inside the ovary. And so this means over the course of a lifetime, you eventually run out of this population of egg cells. Now, while the decline in the population of egg cells is typically considered a cause of infertility, prior to completely exhausting that reserve, you see these issues in egg cell quality. They lose their ability to be fertilized and go on to form a baby. Now, this is because those egg cells have had to, these are the same egg cells that you were born with, so they've had to sit there for literally decades before they're finally released and have the opportunity to be fertilized. And so that's why they're so susceptible to aging. And we know that egg cell quality and egg cell aging is the single greatest risk factor for infertility, and it limits the success of procedures such as IVF.
Professor Homer says infertility is not the only issue caused by poor quality eggs, but the risk for chromosome problems also increases with a woman's age.
It's because women are born with a fixed number of eggs. So they're born with about 1 to 2 million eggs, and as they get older, their eggs get older. And with age, these eggs show sign of decline. And one of the major effects of that decline is actually chromosomal problems. So, you know, Down syndrome and so on, that goes up as women get older, and that's because of a decline in egg quality. The thing about that decline, though, is that it happens quite early on when women are chronologically quite young. So already, for women in their 30s, egg quality is going down already. Okay, so eggs are very susceptible to aging.
While IVF is becoming increasingly widespread, its success is not guaranteed. A 2017 report from the University of New South Wales, Sydney, shows the success rate of each IVF cycle in women under the age of 30 is only 29%, dropping to 16.5% in women ages 35 to 39 and 5.2% in women ages 40 to 44. Dr. Wu hopes that treatment could increase these numbers and even remove the need for IVF for a certain woman.
The problem with IVF at the moment is that it has fairly low success rates. It's a fairly invasive procedure. It's extremely expensive. Even after being subsidized by Medicare, couples still have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket. So our hope is that this intervention could improve IVF success rates as a baseline. For older patients, there's a really strong decline in IVF success rates beyond the age of 35. And we think that we could, number one, reduce the number of IVF cycles required to achieve a pregnancy, and number two, provide an opportunity to have children at a later age. Those older patients who have issues of egg cell quality, the only solution at the moment really is to rely on a donor oocyte. So that's an egg cell donated by a younger woman. That results in an offspring who is not genetically related to the mother. And so that presents all sorts of issues later in life, on top of the ethical issues of obtaining a donor oocyte. So that's improving the success of IVF. Separately, we think, or we hope, that we would eventually be able to replace the need for IVF and that women would be able to conceive naturally.